Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Do. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Trillville Thursday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Mike Conti joins us normally on Tuesdays, but you know, schedules and all that. Stuff happens. People are busy. Mike, obviously, among them. So he joins us right now to talk some sports on a Thursday. Mike, how
appreciate
are you?
Appreciate your flexibility on that.
If nothing else, we're a flexible duo.
I appreciate that.
What's fun about today is that the NBA Finals start tonight.
No, I can't wait.
And we'll get to some Atlanta United stuff, obviously. Had a good week last week, and then over the weekend didn't go great, but that's okay. We'll talk about that. We're talking about it and what's trending a little bit, like how great stories both of these teams, and I think going to be a fun finals, but not a lot of overlap between the two of them. Not a lot of built-in, like, oh, this guy played for this guy or this coach or whatever. Sure. Not a lot of history.
Yeah.
Just in terms of storyline in general, like, what are your favorite one or two heading into this matchup?
I cannot wait to see which prevails, the immovable object of the Oklahoma City Thunder or the irresistible force of the Indiana Pacers, because you're in the finals now. You're playing defense throughout the postseason, but now you're really trying to play defense, okay?
Right.
It's the finals. Oklahoma City has been the best defensive team in the league all year. Indiana doesn't try to play defense. Are they going to be able now to play at a high enough level defensively, Indiana, to remain competitive in this series? Because I think OKC, if you look at the two regular season meetings between these teams, OKC's defense was better than Indiana's three-point shooting. And that, I think, is going to dictate the series. I also think you're dealing with two teams that have really significant home court advantages.
Yeah, they really do.
Okay. Okay. And I've been to both of these buildings. OKC is a cauldron of noise. Okay. It is the loudest building in the NBA, disruptively so. Indiana. Disruptively loud building. Who could steal a win on the road here? And if Indiana could somehow steal a win on the road in one of these first two games, I think it really tilts the momentum in their favor going back home, where their crowd then can affect games three and four. I just have a feeling, I don't want to sound like Jimmy the Greek here, but I just have a feeling Oklahoma City's defense is going to be too good. Mm-hmm. And that is ultimately what is going to prevail in this series. But I think it has the potential to be very entertaining. I think it has the potential to be chippy. I think you're going to see someone throw Tyrese Halliburton into the second or third row at some point this series because he can be a little cocky. I think you have a good chance at seeing some chippiness on the part of the OKC players, especially that bench mob. They get a little corny from time to time. So, yeah,
I mean, Benedict Mathurin has to like try to fight somebody, yeah, right? Like,
I mean, the over-under.
He's had some in every series.
The over-under on Benedict Mathurin flagrant fouls in this series is probably 2.5.
Ben Mathurin and Alex Caruso, 100%.
Yeah,
that's going to scuffle, 100%.
That might be there. But where do you rank? Because everything's important. But we were just talking before we got you on as far as, you know, if Indiana can hit shots. But more important than that, can Tyrese Haliburton generate those shots? How important is that? Because
it all goes back to
got 4 or 5 dudes they're going to throw on him.
No doubt. And that all goes back to, again, Oklahoma City maintaining that level of intensity defensively for enough of what could be a 6 or 7 game series, because that ultimately will determine if Haliburton can create his own shot. Haliburton is so awkward and unorthodox that I feel like he is going to be able to create his own shot frequently enough. He finds ways to contort his body to make it work, even against really good defenders. To me, I would almost assume that Haliburton is going to get his in this series. It's going to be, where does the secondary scoring come from on the Indiana Pacers? Is it going to be Nesmith? Is it going to be Turner? And I think there's an interesting matchup there because Oklahoma City has a player who's kind of like Turner, who can protect the rim but can also get out in the perimeter in Holmgren. Is Turner going to be able to give them 20 points per game in this series? Where's the secondary scoring going to come from on Indiana? I feel pretty good I know where it's going to come from on Oklahoma City.
Do you think it needs to be more Siakam's number one and then – Haliburton being the second guy?
Yeah, could be.
That's a possibility.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. I like that a lot. And it could evolve that way.
Right.
It really was that way in the Knicks series, aside from the one game in New York where Tyrese went crazy.
32-15.
Yeah, with no turnovers. Yeah. For the most part, it was Siakam in that series, and that's why he was the MVP of that series. So, yeah, I mean, that might be where your secondary scoring comes from. But I just think, again, from a matchup standpoint, Oklahoma City defensively is on a different level than anything Indiana has seen in this playoff. And it's no slight to, the Cavaliers or the New York Knicks. But consistently, all season, Oklahoma City was the best team in the league because they were the most balanced.
Yeah, no, I don't know that I've, when we've been talking about it, playoff teams and finals teams, me and Randy as doing the show for all the years we've done it, like I don't remember ever comparing a defense to like a defense of the past, right? And you asked me with this last week, earlier this week, like, is this the best perimeter defense we've seen since like a 90s champion? And I was like, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Like I can't think, because for so long that was just kind of out of the conversation when it came to the NBA. And obviously you kind of went offense first and talked about superstars and stuff like that. Like the thing that this Thunder team does better than any other team, and the reason why they're so much better than everybody else, is that they defend.
They remind me a lot of the Jazz teams that always ran into Jordan. And the difference is they don't have to play Jordan.
Right.
Like if you want to know how those Malone, Stockton, Byron Russell teams would have done in a finals where they didn't have to play Jordan, watch the Oklahoma City Thunder over the next couple weeks. I think there's a lot of overtones there in how they get after it on the perimeter defensively. But the game has also changed so much. I think Robert Parrish was the center for the Bulls on some of those late 90s
Bill Cartwright.
Bill
Wennington.
Might have been before.
Bill was the first three, right?
Somebody named Bill
Wennington.
Some
Bill.
That little
set shot.
That little set shot on the side.
Yeah.
Maybe Luke Longley.
Longley. Yeah.
Him and Luke. Damn Longley.
Hey, say the Pacers do win, though, because obviously nobody's picking them to win. I think, like, I went out on a limb and said I think the Thunder are going to win in 6. Say the Pacers win. Like, this would be the most surprising champion in any sport. Since when? Because I'm not even talking about this series. Like, nobody even thought the Pacers were going to get out of the second round.
That's true.
Let alone make the championship.
Well,
and then
I'm going to be a smart ass and say, the St. Louis Blues in 2019, they were an 8 seed and barely got in the
Well, that's a great example.
That's got really high.
That's a great example.
A lot of people don't count hockey.
I do. That was a hell of a
That was an unbelievable run that they went on, and there was no fluke there. I mean, they took out everyone, including the
Boston
Bruins.
That was also a very broad, generic question, and you had a specific good example.
Yeah,
so well done.
I don't know. I mean, if we want to leave hockey out of it, though, Certainly in the NBA. I mean, probably the 95 Rockets.
Yeah.
Iceland winning the Euros.
The longest.
Well, that's
odd.
A good one. Yeah, of course Abe had that one.
This would be the longest odd.
Of course it was Abe.
This would be the longest odd champion to win since the 04 Pistons.
Yep.
Because remember, the Lakers were
the Lakers. Yeah.
In
that was
five.
That was a very, very good Pistons team.
It was.
Yes.
And that was a Lakers team that had severe chemistry problems.
Yes. They had a lot of stuff going on.
We didn't know it at the time.
Yes.
We didn't know how good Detroit was at the time. We didn't know how messed up the Lakers were at the time. I'm going to tell you something about the Oklahoma City Thunder. That team does not have chemistry problems.
No, they do not.
They love each other.
Because, Mike, they all know who they are.
Yes.
And they know who the guy is.
Yes.
There's nobody on the team that's going to threaten or like, maybe it should be me. Because that's what happened to that first court OKC. It got to a point where it's like, well, I know he's good, but I want to be the man. I want to do that. These dudes are just go about their business.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was going to ask you a question about how they're built. How OKC is built.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the new model that everybody's going to look for?
The Atlanta Hawks certainly hope so.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of teams hope so. It kind of gives, and I want to be careful with the distinction, like small market. Right. I don't think it deals with market size. I just think it deals with how responsibly you want to spend and how many aprons you want to go into and all of that. The Oklahoma City Thunder had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, decided they wanted to build around him. Did a really darn good job of stockpiling a lot of draft picks and building a team around Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I was not a believer 4 or 5 years ago that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was the player that Oklahoma City should be building around.
Right.
4 or 5 years ago, I thought Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was just kind of a guy, you know, a good player in the NBA. But like, if you were to tell me in 2020 that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander within 5 years would be the league MVP, mm-hmm. I would have thought you were crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They made the right decision. They picked the right guy to build around. They did an excellent job with their drafting, finding complementary pieces. And then they had that final master stroke, that deal with Chicago, getting Giddey out of there and bringing in Caruso. So it's not like they did it all on their own. They did have to make a trade. But they didn't have to make a major trade. You don't have to bring in a max guy.
It seemed like Mike, they got rid of all those guys to get all those picks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, they did, and that probably starts all the way back with the Harden trade, probably in 2012.
There was a great piece on, I think it was on ESPN last night. It starts, because Presti's been there since Seattle.
Yep.
It starts with the Ray Allen trade. He traded Ray Allen, mm-hmm. who was older and making a lot of money, to get draft picks. And then he did the same thing with Rashard Lewis like 3 weeks later. And then he later did it with Kevin Durant. And Durant left in free agency. But he later did it with Harden, mm-hmm. and then Westbrook, and then Paul George. And it's like Presti has a very clear belief system.
Yeah.
And it's gotten close, and it hadn't quite gotten there, but it seems like it's probably going to get there.
Forgot about the Paul George era.
Right.
In OKC.
Well, he's the main connector between these two teams.
No, that's a great – yes, right, because he was with Indiana as well. I mean, that is the one commonality. Along with the fact that they're both small markets.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I do think the home floor is going to mean a ton in this series, and you'll see it. I really hope it goes 6 or 7. I think that would be good for basketball.
I do too.
I'm with Adam Silver. Do not concentrate on the market size. Do not concentrate on, there's no LeBron, there's no Giannis. It's okay. So these are two really good teams.
Yes.
They're going to play a great series against each other. I cannot wait to watch starting tonight.
I agree.
It's like the much-needed rest for our soccer team there, Mike.
Yeah, although, you know, here you are now in an international break,
right.
And 12 of them are still playing.
Oh,
so, you know, not that much of a rest.
You know,
Andy's right. They had a good week last
week.
Not a great week, a good week. Certainly getting the 2 wins at home, outstanding. Looked like they were completely out of gas at Red Bulls on Saturday. And the thing is, if you give up a goal there early, that's it.
They're going to park the bus and all that stuff. Right.
Not, well, they're not going to park the bus,
right.
But they're so difficult to play through.
Mm-hmm.
You get down, start the bus. You cannot come back on them in that stadium, although Atlanta United almost did last year. You know, the giveaway by Almarone early killed them, killed the game. That being said, you're right. You have a whole week off. You come back. It's weird. Next Thursday, that's a very unusual night to play. You'll be at Yankee Stadium, and then you'll play again for another couple weeks.
Right.
And you play Columbus, and then Miami. I don't think that game will be played when it's scheduled because Miami will be in the Club World Cup, and I think they'll advance. But, you know, this is a road trip where you've got to try to find a way to win one or two games. We were looking at it. You're halfway through the season now. You're on 17 points. You probably need 43, 44 to make the playoffs. You're not going to get there if you repeat the pace that you're on the first half of the year. Now, Jason made a good point up there on Saturday. Atlanta United has played better over their last five matches, and that includes the loss of Red Bulls. They actually played okay for long stretches. They're 2-2-1 over the last five. That's a 1.4 point per match pace. That would give you 24 more points, take you to 41, and that would have you very, very close.
Yeah.
Very, very close. But I cannot understate or overstate how deep of a hole this team has created for themselves, and it is going to take a pretty remarkable turnaround for them to get out of this and get in the playoffs this year.
Seems like a baseball team, huh?
I don't think. I still think that the Braves, at some point,
they need
is like an 8-game winning streak, and they're going to be fine. And I do think that's going to happen.
I do, too. I think it's going to happen, too. You know, but it's just it's hard to say today.
If we get to Labor Day and...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This is still the case. I might be a little concerned, but
yeah, I mean, I don't think they're like great by any stretch of the imagination. I just can't believe that they're this bad, but they are.
Like Atlanta United. Like there's really no explanation. Mm-hmm. How's it gotten this bad? But remember, it's not 1993. A lot more teams make the playoffs now.
Yes, it's true.
So we'll see.
We appreciate it, Mike.
All right, guys.
Mike Conti there.
Hey, Lil Wayne's got a new album, Andy.
Really?
Well, it comes tomorrow.
Okay.
The Carter Six.
The Carter Six?
Yeah.
Wow. Another in the Carter installment.
Yeah.
First few were phenomenal.
Yes, they were.
Really, really good.
Then a couple
were. Then there's been a minute. Maybe the Six will be back to the old standard. I don't know. We'll come back and get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.